American long. Like Paul Britton there for the stop there for the Ava Bears.
Liberty likes, you know, the edges, the sweeps side to side, but if your opponent's faster than you, it's really hard to do. You got to really have precision blocking, you know, to be able to get to those edges. And right now, Ava, again, they're really quick. Third and nine for the Eagles. Bunch formation, trips to the far side, put back to pass. He's flush. Now he's going to make a run for it. Finds his man, and it's going to be brought down just shy, and I mean about a football shy of the first down. And it's fourth down. You're into the field. You know, I mean, is this where you say, you know what, boys? It's up to you.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, you punt it. You punt it. And you play defense. But see what the Eagles are going to do. They're going to go for it. Now, they're out of the shotgun, so it's not fourth and one. It's fourth and five. And Pruitt takes it. And I believe he's going to dive forward for it. Good job. Good call. Little gut check time right there. And you like that the Liberty Eagles responded.
Yeah, it's kind of a situation where it's kind of iffy, but I tell you what, this Liberty offense can get a couple of yards of carry, which they just did, 2 yards for Pruitt.
Well, you know,
and it shows some faith there from the sideline. You know,
Yeah. Hey,
I'm going to give it to you. Go get it for us.
Eagles, new set of downs. Deuces to the far side. One lone receiver here right below us. Back to pass is Pruitt. Reese. Gets the catch for 7 yards. It'll bring up second and three. That time Reese with the comeback, you know, ran right at the cornerback. And that's, I like that. If the cornerbacks are playing off you, you know, you hear a lot of, I watch way too much NFL in college, but they say run right at them.
Yep.
And once you get them backpedaling real hard, make that hard cut, come back to the ball.
I mean, yeah, you're knocking off 7, 8 every go around until they adjust.
Yeah.
Then when they adjust, that's when you can beat them over the top.
Deuce package got the slot to the right side. It's a quarterback draw. Pruitt will get it across the 40 to the 41 for the first down. Now you got Pruitt and you got Reese creating some offense. You need Eli Moore. You need Chris Schar. You need Eddie Rodriguez to get some offensive numbers. First and 10, the ball is at the Liberty 41. 3:55 to go here in the first. 6-0, Ava. One wide out to the near side. I believe that's Eli Moore. Trips to the far side. Pruitt's going to roll. They got the option set up with Reese, and he makes the pitch. But, again, team speed. There were three defenders. One attacked Pruitt, forced Pruitt to make the pitch to Reese. Two defenders to cover up Gavin, but Gavin picks up 2 yards. It'll bring up second and 8.
Like Ethan Schroeder come up to make the stop there once Gavin got the pitch.
Ball is at the near hash. That's the Ava Bear sideline. Liberty's working to the north end zone. If you're looking at your radio dial left or right, Liberty is working it to the right.
Ava's open field tackles has been, I mean, they've been pretty solid early on in this first quarter.
Moore out wide right below us, tucked in tight is Roberts. Back to pass is Pruitt looking for Eli Moore. Incomplete. It's going to bring up third and long.
Well, Pruitt carried the ball 5 times for 20 yards. Liberty total offense 46. Reese has been the main receiver, 3 catches, 27 yards.
We need a 27-yard catch right here. Brayden Mays checks in for Kyle Roberts. Mays will be out wide on the trip side to the far side of the field. Inside receivers, Gavin Reese. Now they're going to go to a bunch formation. Eli Moore all alone here to the near side. Pruitt back to pass. Here they come. The full-out rush, and Pruitt is gobbled up as Ava sent the entire Douglas County residency through that offensive line, and another big loss. It's fourth and long. Liberty's going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, that's about a loss of 10 yards there.
There was just, they were coming. It was all out. Linebackers, all of them were coming. Back to punt. Nice spiral punt. It's going to hit at about the 26-yard line, and nice return. I believe that's Dixon. No, that was Adams, number three back there.
Yep.
No, it was no, not. It was number 30. Six.
It was number six.
Well, it ended up being a 39-yard punt.
Who is number six? Or eight.
Eight.
Eight. Yeah, Hutchison.
George Hutchison.
First and 10 for the Ava Bears. They lead Liberty 6-0, 2:06 to go. Homecoming tonight for the Kabul Bulldogs, also unbeaten in the conference. They're hosting Houston. Also homecoming for the West Plains Zizzers. They're hosting Rolla. First and 10 for the Ava Bears. Lane gets the pitch. Liberty gets too deep. Now another big hole, and finally brought down at about the Liberty 45-yard line. Number 25, again, Tidwell. Liberty got too deep.
Yeah, I thought, boy, Jaron Rutledge might have had a play on it, but it just got, he was just about a step and a half too deep.
Yep, he got
to make that play.
He got about 4 yards deep, and rule of thumb, if you're 2 yards, you're too deep.
That run goes for 15 yards, first down number two for the Bears.
In Liberty territory at the near hash at the Liberty 45. Lane under center, fullback is Adams, and he's going to get the handoff, and he takes it right off the center guard on the left side to the Liberty 40-yard line.
Kenyon Walls making a tackle right there. That was a pretty good tackle, because if Kenyon doesn't make that tackle, it's 10 or 11 before he even gets touched.
Well, a gain of, we'll call it 5. It brings up second and 5 with 65 seconds to go here in the first. 6-0. Ava. Flexbone, double wing, motion. Again, they're going to hand it to Adams. Adams is wrapped up and brought down by Walls again. And he'll be just short of the first down. It'll bring up third and a little over a yard.
Now, one thing this Ava Bear team does well, that is faking. Boy, I was looking down the field thinking the receiver was wide open.
They just lull you, and then they will throw it this year. This Ava Bear team will chuck it around. Four down territory, their third and a yard. So they may, you know, they could take a shot. Actually, they're going to let the first quarter expire.
Hell no. We're going to say play clock's 13 timeout.
Yeah. Timeout, Bears. There's 13 seconds on the game clock, as we'll take a break as well. 6-0, Ava leading the Liberty Eagles. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. And welcome back. Here we are. Well, I've got somebody. Yeah, last year, or 2 years ago, Hunter Adams ran for 250 yards on Liberty as a freshman. Third and one for the Ava Bears. Adams, Dixon, and Tidwell are the backs. And your wide receiver is Pessy, number 17. And again, they're going to hand it to Adams. Well, Liberty had him behind the line of scrimmage, could not hold on, and that making the tackle, Honeycutt for the Liberty Eagles. But Adams will have enough for a new set of downs. It's at the Liberty 34 now. 7.9 seconds to go.
Well, the Bears, 95 yards total offense, all that is on the ground.
Yeah, that's, I would have thought that would have been the end of the first, but that's the end of the first right there. So after one, the Liberty Eagles had a little bit of mojo going. Their first offensive drive, it stalled out. Since, not a whole lot. Ava leads 6-0, but they're in Liberty territory, threatening to put some more points on the board. We'll take a break, come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. Here we go. Second quarter is about to get underway. State-ranked Class 3, number 9, Ava Bears. They've got it first and 10 at the Liberty 34-yard line. Lane under center as motion. They're going to hand it to the fullback, and a nice job. Who is that? Jaron Rutledge gets through and puts down Hunter Adams for a loss of a yard.
That was a great read, Jaron, getting back in there, stopping that before they got to the line of scrimmage.
Second and 11. Ball's backed up to the 35-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. Lane under center. He's got motion. Fakes the handoff. No, he does give it to Adams again. That time, Liberty really clamping down. Now we... This is kind of like a rerun. It's setting up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch the edges with Dixon
or Adams
or Tidwell.
Or Tidwell.
Misdirection. There goes Tidwell in motion. Liberty is not in a man. Nobody went with him.
No.
The defense just stayed right there and said, you can go wherever you want.
Calling audible here.
Yep. Motion now, number 5. They're going to toss it to him. Looks to get to the edge. Liberty tried to string it out. Oh, and Eli Moore needed to just get by his man. Allowed Tidwell to engage on him, and Dixon went right around, was able to get to the corner, and it's first and 10 for the Ava Bears now at the Liberty 11-yard line.
Yeah, 23 yards on that pickup by Dixon. First down, number 4 for the Bears.
I'm telling you, this is where the cornerbacks, if a man comes up on you, got to get rid of him.
Got to get shed of him.
You got to get rid of him. You got to throw him to the ground. Motion Tidwell. They're going to hand it to Adams. Adams just bowls right through the Liberty defense for 6 points. Takes it in from the 11-yard line, and the Bears go up 12-0.
Looked like a little misdirection inside counter right there. The pulling looked like the right guard.
64, yeah.
Yeah. He pulled right around there. Adams was able just to follow him in and get into the end zone.
12-0, 10-16 to go in the first half. Ava Bears with the lead, lining up to go for 2. Lane under center. Tidwell in motion. Adams gets the handoff. And the 2-point conversion is good. 14-0. Ava, taking a break. Coming right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. Welcome back. 10-16 to go in the half. And the Ava Bears have opened up a 2-touchdown lead over the home team, Liberty Eagles. And, you know, there's offensively, there's been some openings. Liberty's had 2 really good opportunities where they beat Ava downfield, but receivers given up on it, you know, or not finishing. It's and against a team like this, you've got to take advantage of that because they're going to do what they're doing right here all night long now.
Yeah.
They're just going to grind it out. Eagles set for the kick return. Chris Schar will catch at the 5. And he's got some blockers, gets to the edge, and is going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. At times, Liberty's looked a little hesitant on special teams to, you know, it's almost like we're not going to find somebody to block. We're going to wait for them to come to us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not bringing it to them. We're waiting on them to get there.
First and 10 for the Eagles. The ball is at the Liberty 26-yard line. Eagles will go double tight right here. One tailback, receiver on each side. Put back to pass. He's got time. Tipped. Pass was intended for Moore on the right side. Tipped and it sails out of bounds. Second and 10. Liberty's line offensively is giving Carter enough time, but, you know, we're keeping a lot of, we're only running two routes.
Right. And, but you also got to remember the speed that they have on offense, Ava.
Yeah.
They also have that same speed in the secondary.
Trips to the near side, empty backfield. Pruitt's going to take the snap, drops back, eludes some pressure, looks down. Oh, he's got a man. He's got a man. Eli Moore can't hang on to it. In and out of his hands. It was contested, but, Carter put it where it needed to be. And it's going to bring up third and 10.
Well, we'll see if Liberty can run some of those streaking routes across the middle, maybe shorter routes. We're kind of going to the wellhouse on these throws.
Well, they're using the extra players to help protect. And right now, Ava is giving help over the top wherever Gavin Reese goes. Number eight is kind of cheating over to that side, and Eli Moore is going to be the man tonight. Will need to be, because he's one-on-one. He's got one-on-one coverage. Now, Liberty will come with trips. No, they're going to go with trips on the far side, empty backfield. Pruitt takes the snap, rolls to the near side. He's got time. Now he's going to throw one up into the air. That's going to be intended for Gavin Reese. He comes back and grabs it, hauls it in Ava Bear territory. Another penalty flag is thrown. Pruitt threw it off his back foot as pressure was coming. He just heaved one up there and said a little prayer, and Gavin answered it.
Yeah, that was a great, great recognition of where that ball was going to end up. Of course, when Gavin stopped the route, that's where your flag is going to come out for the defensive pass interference there. But he was still able to just kind of work his way through the holding to get to the ball.
Well, 31 yards on
plus
that reception.
Tacked a little more on it.
Don't you just decline the penalty, or we actually get 15 more on that?
Yes, we do. So, Liberty, first and 10 at the Ava 29.
So now the Bears have been penalized two times for 30 yards,
both pass interference.
Correct.
So the Eagles now will send in Wyatt Honeycutt, sporting 44. I know a 44. I do. I know 44. I bet he's listening, too. Carter Pruitt backs up to the 34-yard line. He's going to take it to the right side, looking downfield, lowers his shoulder, and dives forward to the 25-yard line. Ava, good job. You know, as hard as Ava is swaying, going with, you know, the motion, if Liberty could somehow figure up a counter and a misdirection, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole backside. There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing there.
Eagles are going to go empty again. We got four receivers here to this near side. Pruitt empty. Snap, drops back, looks to the right side, finds Gavin Reese, gets to the sideline, touchdown, Liberty, touchdown, Gavin Reese. He tap dances his way in from 25 yards out, and the Eagles, folks, are on the scoreboard.
That was a great route run by Gavin. He just sat down, made the catch, spun to the outside, and then just used his wheels to outrun the defense.
Eagles get the goose egg off. 8:48 to go here in the second.
Hey, that was a fantastic route there by Gavin Reese. He went about 12 yards down the field and cut to the sideline wide open for a 25-yard touchdown pass.
Eagles will line up for two. Truett. Back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Looks to the side. It's caught. 2-point conversion is good. Gavin Reese says 6 is good. 8 is better, and it's 14-8 now. Liberty.
Boy, that was good concentration. That ball was actually knocked out of his hand on his way to the ground and was able to recapture it and get it back in on his body.
14-8, 48 to go in the half. Ava Bears, you're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. 14-8 again is your score. Liberty put some points up on the board. Ava now will await Liberty kickoff. Ava will get the football to start the second half, too, as they deferred the coin toss. So Liberty defense has yet to be able to stymie the Bear offense. They've just pound, hit the edge. Pound,
and they
hit the edge.
They just chew up so much game clock doing that also.
But if you're Liberty, if you can get a stop, get another score, that's not going to take them out of it, but
it puts the pressure back onto the Ava Bears.
Caught at the 35, and looked like he stepped out of bounds, but he did not. So good field position. First and 10 for Ava. They're near midfield. They're going to start this drive at their own 43. Braden Mays comes up, makes a stop for Liberty.
Well, Ava using 3 ball carriers thus far, Dixon, Adams, and Tidwell.
8:42 to go here in the first half. Pioneer Days is coming up in Mountain View. Last Saturday in September, I believe. Lane under center, motion. They're going to hand it off to Adams, and Adams, nice job by Liberty. That is Brody Rutledge with the stop. Short gain, 2 yards, 2nd and 8.
Just got to put more of those stops together.
Well, Liberty,
and then be able to contain outside.
Well, I was fixing to say, Liberty's done a pretty good job between the hashes, between the tackles. It's outside. Eli's got to be more aggressive. Now, we haven't seen him try Chris Shar yet. Again, under center motion. They're going to fake it. Now they make the pitch, and Liberty got sucked in too much. Jaron Rutledge got too deep again, and that's what the quarterback is reading. If the quarterback, on that pitch, if he sees the defender is 3-4 yards deep, that's an easy pitch and an easy run, a first down. So that's an adjustment that could be made. Jaron, just get to the line of scrimmage and look.
Yeah, on an option like that, your read as the quarterback is the DN.
Yep,
and that's when you know to either pitch it or cut it up. And
1st and 10, the ball's at the Liberty 45. There's a little misdirection. Nice job, Liberty, that time. And that is Honeycutt also in on that tackle.
Rocky Eli Moore.
No, well, 44 is Honeycutt.
Yeah,
Eli came up?
Yeah, Eli was in somewhat right there at the tail end of it.
So Dixon with a 1 yard carry, 36 on the night for him.
Matt Bouchard, number 60. 2nd and 8. Motion by Dixon. And he gets it. And Liberty, you got to do better than that. Touchdown, Ava. There were just way too many broken tackles, and Ava's able to take it in. If you don't wrap up, you're not going to bring, you're not going to bring them down.
They strung it out perfectly,
yeah.
Too. The Liberty defense had the whole, we had defenders come to the sideline,
yep.
And he just cut up right and just, whew.
That was not pretty.
No, 44-yard run by Dixon.
20-8. Momentum shifted back to the Ava Bears. Going for 2. Tidwell, and they hand it off again to Adams, who takes it in for another two-point conversion, and they're up 22-8. Ava leads Liberty. 7 minutes to go in the half. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. Ava Bears set to kick it off from their own 40-yard line. Eagles await the kick. Angling towards Chris Shaw. He takes it at about the 12, gets to the edge, and goes forward to the 30. So first and 10 for the Eagles. At their own 30-yard line, the ball will be on the far side of the field at the hash, Liberty sideline. Sun is set. Got some clouds. Beautiful night in the Ozarks. Fall is 8 days away, officially.
Hey, Gary, my little brother listening in from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Oh, right on. He's a Missouri Tiger fan. He's not a Hog fan. .652 to go. Liberty out of the shotgun. Deuces to the near side. Motion coming across. Gavin Reese now spins back around. They're going to toss it to him. He's going for the double move. He's open. It's caught. And Shaw makes the catch. And he's brought down at the Ava Bear 36-yard line.
That was Eddie Rodriguez.
Oh, Rodriguez. Excuse me.
33 yards on that trick play pickup.
Well, Gavin caught it. He had pressure. He didn't get to really.
I was going to say the release was not the best, but hey, we'll take it.
Yep. He caught it. He seen Eddie open and was like, I got to get it to him.
I got
to
get it. I got to get it. Got to get rid of it. That's a good play call.
Eagles get a little breathing room. They'll hustle up to the line. 5 seconds on the play clock here at counting. Pruitt takes the snap. He's just going to run it himself up the middle, find some running room, and he's going to get near the first down marker on the quarterback draw off the right side. And they're going to measure. They're just going to give it to him. They're going to say, yeah, it's first down. So 10 yards for Carter Pruitt. White Honeycutt back into the ball game. 6:20 to go in the half. 22-8, Ava. Eagles will go with 2x2. Two receivers on each side. Honeycutt awaits, and they'll hand it to Pruitt. And Pruitt will gain a couple as he is wrapped up and brought down by Hornick, 33. Playing that linebacker position. Right beside him is Caden Davis, 44. So Davis and Hornick, the linebackers. Second and 9. Liberty will go with a tight formation. Pruitt back to pass. Good protection. Oh, he's got his man beat. Caught! Touchdown! Liberty! His second of the night. He loves it. I love catching touchdowns. Gavin Reese. 6 more with 5:27 to go in the half.
That was a pretty ball. Pretty ball thrown by Carter. Threw it up high. Gavin was able to use his height. Able to go up and get it. And, boy, it's just a pretty connection right there.
26 yards, Gary, on the play. Wow.
26, and Gavin's having a big night. 22-14, Eagles will go for two, empty, in the backfield. Oh, here comes pressure. He's throwing one up. He's got a man, and Moore can't get to it. So, denied. 22-14, your score. And, again, 5:27 to go in the half. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox. And welcome back. Some scores around the area. Houston leads Kabul 7-0. Mountain Grove leads Willow Springs 20-0. Eagles trail Ava 22-14. Eagles set to kick it off. Gavin Reese. This is where, when you got a team like Ava, man, if you could kick it deep, make them go 80 yards,
yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
But Liberty, you know, we do the pooch and the high kicks and try to maybe take one away.
Well, when you got a team that can drive, like Ava can drive, make them drive 80 instead of 60.
Yeah. And there Tidwell gets the kick, and he's going to be brought down at the 45, first and 10 for the Bears. A good kicker, a good punter, I think, is overlooked a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
there's such a weapon.
Oh, my goodness.
The years that we had good kickers,
we had good teams.
We had good teams. I mean, you know, the Cody Martins, Heath McMahon.
Oh yeah, Cody.
I mean, those guys could boom it.
Yeah, Heath could really boom it. Dave used to go on and on about Heath, his way he'd punt the ball. First and 10 for the Bears, under center. They get it to number 5, and another arm tackle. You can't do that. Another broken tackle. You can't do that. And Liberty finally corrals Dixon at the Liberty 31-yard line. Missed opportunities, missed tackles.
Missed tackles. I mean, we had a chance for a small gain there, and then they busted loose for 20-plus.
They're picking on Eli. I mean, they're going right at him. They're picking on him. First and 10 for the Ava Bears at the Liberty 31. Lane under center, motion by Dixon. This time they're going to hand it to the big fullback. He gets it, and he's going to romp his way inside the 10. A big hit by Chris Schar, bringing down Hunter Adams. Who gives up about 100 pounds. But he took him down. Good tackle. You hit somebody below the hips and you wrap them up, they're going to go down. Wrap and roll.
What's there been? Four scores in this quarter?
Yes, sir. Two.
Liberty scored twice. Ava threatening again, and Adams gets it and takes it in for 6 more. Well, when they get inside the 20, it's Hunter Adams, Hunter Adams, Hunter Adams.
Yeah, it's just strength and power from there.
Well, and they've kind of got now Liberty baffled as far as Liberty has no answer for the edges to stop them. You know, and the only thing is our cornerbacks, they got to be more physical. They got to be more aggressive. Going for two is the Ava Bears, leading 28-14. And again, it's a handoff to Hunter Adams, who's moving the pile, but denied. Oh, no, they're going to say,
oh, wow.
They're going to give it to him. Two-point conversion's good. So 30-14, Ava Bears, 4:19 to go in the half. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9. And welcome back. Eagles kick, or the Ava Bears kick it. Schar again with the catch and the return out to the 35. First and 10, Liberty.
We'll see what the Liberty offense can do here. Try to keep us within striking distance here before we get into the second half.
Well, they're good. I bet they guard Gavin Reese better.
Yeah, there will definitely be some over-the-top help over there on Gavin's side.
Yeah,
you're right. You know, Gavin Reese, 5 catches for 83 yards during the first half.
But see, here's the thing. Who is going to be the Liberty Eagle to step up? Because there's going to be other receivers now with one-on-one.
Yeah.
And here it is. 2-by-2, empty backfield. Prutt rolls to the far side. Now he's got all kinds of trouble. Oh, he gets out of it. He's trying to loose football. He fumbles it. Ava comes up with it. First and 10 at the Liberty 20. As Carter he had nowhere to go. He rolled to the far side. So the first turnover of the game. comes with 4:04 to go in the first half, and it's a Liberty fumble. Now first and 10, Ava. And get ready. Here they come.
Come on, defense.
Yeah.
Ava, 241 yards, all on the ground.
Liberty's not been able to stop them yet. Wayne under center. And it's a handoff to Adams. Adams wrapped up, brought down, shy of the 15. Jake Carl in on the tackle for Liberty. He's checking off the field now. Rutledge also in on it. Kind of stepping up, trying to make a play. Great habit. Second and 6 for the Bears. Motion, Tidwell. They're going to hand it off again to Adams. Adams, not much there. Good job. But again, we've seen this program before.
Yeah, they're pounding off the left side there, off the left guard and tackle. Now look for the quick outside here to the near side here to the right end.
Yep. Eli Moore comes out wide. He's on Thorburn, number one. Inside receiver is going to be picked up by Honeycutt. They're setting it up.
There they come.
There's the toss to Adams. Adams lowers his shoulder, but Liberty, a good job. Tackle made. Frick comes in on that tackle.
Well, Tyler, you called that perfectly. You said they're going to come this side, and they did with Adams. Gain of 4.
Now look for him to go the other side. First and goal now for the Ava Bears. The ball is at the Liberty 9-yard line. 2:32 to go in the half. Ava is leading Liberty 30-14. Ball is at the near hash again at the Liberty 9-yard line. Wayne gets under center. Tidwell in motion, but they're going to hand it to Adams. Adams right up the gut again. Touchdown. 9 yards out. Man, he just...
he's a beast inside the tackles. I mean, he is a beast.
So every time Ava's had the football, they have scored. That time Liberty helped him out by giving it to him at the 20-yard line. 36-14 now.
Well, the Bears have scored 4 times here in the second quarter.
Well, and here, you got this kind of lead now as a team coach, D-coach, you can say, okay, we're going to pin our ears back now.
Yeah.
We can take some chances defensively because...
They're going to stay with their game plan.
Oh, yeah. Back to pass. It's picked off!
But, yeah, 2-point conversion.
Well, the first pass.
That's a good call, though.
There was green grass.
There was green grass.
He was going. So, scores.
That's a good read. Chris Shar made an excellent read out there in the flat, jumped in front.
Well, we needed something good to happen. And that was something good. It could have been a lot better. Oh, man. 36-14 is where the score stays. 2:12 to go, and the Ava Bears will get the ball to start the second half. Again, Liberty has yet to force the Ava Bears to punt or get a takeaway. Chris Shar and Eddie Rodriguez will await the kickoff. You know, maybe Adams will get tired kicking and, you know, all these kicks and running for touchdowns.
Well, he runs hard.
How many yards does Hunter Adams, number 3, have now? He hadn't had any big runs, but they've all been rather effective. Here's the kick. And again, Chris Shar will take it at about the 13. And he's going to be tackled at the 23. First and 10, Liberty. .206, 36-14. just shy of the 25. The Eagles will, looks like that's Eddie Rodriguez back there, right?
Yep,
number four. Eddie will be the lone tailback. Eagles will come out in a bunch formation. Backed up to the 20, awaits the snap, takes it, rolls to the near side, looking downfield, and there it is. Right now, every snap, the Ava defense, they're sending the house.
They're sending the house.
They're flooding it.
Yeah, and Liberty's not being able to account for anybody.
No.
On the offense.
The only thing you can do is run some middle screens. If they're going to be that aggressive,
exactly.
Use it against them.
Yes, you are using their team speed against them over pursuit. Throw a screen across the middle to the right or left side.
So a loss of 8. So second and 18. Back to pass. Pruitt looking downfield and way overshoots that. Now you get the happy feet, and you lose your touch.
That kind of rushed that one a little bit.
Something short, something intermediate. Now they don't necessarily have to give help over the top on Gavin because they got this big lead, but because everybody's coming. Third and 18 for Liberty. Pruitt flushed. Ooh, there were three Ava Bears that wasn't even blocked that came in. And another loss on the play. Three Ava Bears on this side came in unblocked. And another thing, running deep routes, it takes time for that to develop. Something shorter, if you watched last night, Navy, Memphis, football game, they were talking about the pressure. Well, and the one way to defeat that is get rid of the ball quicker. Short passes, quick passes, bubbles, wide receiver screens, anything that you can, high percentage, slow that rush down by the quarterback getting rid of the ball quicker.
Yeah, one or two step drops where, you're just, one or two steps you're planting, it's gone.
Yeah. Because right now, again, and this is kind of what Ava's been doing. They get a big lead, and then they send the house. I mean, it's just Blitz City, wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that last sack, there was two Liberty receivers that were running, big routes. There was nobody on them, but there was no way for Carter Pruitt to have any time to even see them. So Liberty's going to have to punt at their end zone. And again, right here is where you may see the Ava Bears come right after Carter Pruitt. Liberty would have to get it to their own 35. To pick up a first down, and Carter's his toes is standing on the end zone.
That's Gavin.
Gavin's going to punt. Gavin gets one off angling here to the near side. It'll go out of bounds at the 41. No return. First and 10 for the Ava Bears, but again, really good field position at Liberty's end of the field. 55 seconds to go.
A 31-yard punt for Liberty. But like you said, it's way on our side of the field.
And now see right here, Ava, the play clock's going to get down to, in the second half, if they have this lead, play clock's going to get down to single digits. They'll snap it. They're going to run it. They're going to be totally satisfied with six, seven, 8-minute drives. First and 10 for the Bears. Well over 200 yards rushing here in the first half. Back to pass, looking downfield. They tried to screen. But see, they had four receivers deep and only three Liberty defenders. So now if you're the offensive coordinator up here in the booth, that could be a problem.
I think that was just their second pass attempt of the night.
Houston now leading Kabul 13-0. Grove leading Willow Springs 41-0. 36-14 here at the Nest, Ava Bears. Second and 10 from the Liberty 40-yard line, 50 seconds to go. There's another toss, and they get it out wide to Dixon. Time Dixon is brought down. There you go, Eli. That's what we need out of you right there.
Yeah, he came up off out of the corner position there and made an excellent tackle for no gain.
That's right. He got rid of his receiver, Thornburn. And looking to go to the other right up the middle, Adams. He'll get it to just shy of the Liberty 35-yard line. And the clock is going to continue to tick. And that's going to do it for the first half. Liberty scores twice. And now they're going to take a timeout. 2.4 seconds. They'll have one more play. So we'll keep it here. 36-14 right now. Again, 2.4 seconds to go for the Ava Bears. It's fourth down. Defensively, Liberty, again, had inside the 20, they've just gotten torched in the tackles. But outside of that, they've done a pretty good job.
Once they get inside the red zone there, the inside counters, the little inside draws, counters and traps are just eating the D-line. The front guys there on the D-line just can't account for the size up front.
It's a game of adjustments, but the Liberty Eagles have a big hole now they've got to climb out of. Down 22. Ava, fourth and six, just 2.4 seconds. See if they try to toss one to the end zone. Liberty is backing up with that intention. And they're going to hand it off. Spin move and tackle. Dixon with the carry. And Wells with the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. So, at the half, the Ava Bears are rolling 36-14 on top of the Liberty Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back in 3 minutes. We'll go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.